It's Shot Radio. This is Rich Wyeth at the Ebb Stadium after the home game against Cheltenham Town, which ended another defeat, the second home defeat of the season in a row, 1-0 against Cheltenham Town. A little bit of a soft goal, I looked at it, but we'll get the view now of the voice of the fans, Mark Taylor, with Taylor Talk, as we like to have after the home matches. So, Taylor, your thoughts of the game?
Well, first of all, I'm very disappointed, as I'm sure Dean will be. I'm disappointed with more the creativity of the team. I don't think we created enough. I think apart from a Michael Rankin chance in the first half, I'd like people to write in and tell me any other chances we did create, and that's what disappoints me the most. I mean, if I won the lottery tonight, I'd hand back all the fans their money tomorrow, because I thought that was poor. It was poor because we couldn't open them up. We didn't create anything to open them up. And I think Josh Payne's far too deep to be effective. I'd like to see Josh Payne push forward a lot more, so he can try and open up the gaps for the team. I feel sorry for Dean that he lost Craig Reid through injury after getting off the mark the other night for us in the game against Exeter and then going off injured. I think we missed him. And the quicker he's back, the better. He tells me he's not going to be out for long, maybe a few more days before he's back in training full time. Very disappointing, upset. I know I'm looking across the pitch at the moment. I can see Ben Hurd sitting there watching the lads warm down, and he looks as disappointed as I feel. And I'm sure I speak for all the Shot Town fans when I say that isn't good enough.
Would you say, performance-wise, was that better or worse or about the same again? Because sitting in the stands, some people saying, oh, that looks like a bit of an improvement.
Personally, no. I don't think there's any improvement, because I'm looking for more chances created. If we create, Richard, 5, 6, 7 chances in a match, right, and we don't put them away, you can walk off and say, well, you know what, we're creating the chances. Sooner or later, we're going to start putting them away. We're not creating the chances, and that's the worry for me. Yeah, we're losing by the odd goal, you know, losing by the odd goal here today and the other night, but we're not creating enough, and we've got to start finding a way of creating. We pass the ball across the back four, we get through to the midfield, and it's a hoof. And there's nothing creative about this team at the moment at all, and that's the worry. I'm sorry if it sounds like, you know, all doom and gloom what I'm saying, but I'm afraid I'm speaking for most of the fans in the stadium today. That wasn't good to watch, and people have come here and paid to watch that. And when you're trying to get people back in the ground, those sort of performances don't do you any good.
The goal Cheltenham scored did seem a little bit of a soft header, way it trickled over the line.
Yeah, it probably was a bit of a soft header, but at the end of the day, it was over the line. If you check the paper tomorrow, it'll still be a goal, and that's that. You know, that's the end of it. You know, if we didn't defend it, it's a goal, and that's that. But, you know, we move on. It's still early in the season, and as you said off mic earlier, Richard, we lost the first two home games last year, which I blame you for, Richard, because I know the fans did at the time. But we move on. We've got Fleetwood away next week, and it's still early. Things can still be put right, and I'm sure, you know, he lost Craig Stanley as well through injury. We lost Craig Reid. Rodman didn't take any part today. He's got his injury problems, Dean, but I just hope that, you know, if we lose, I can take that, Richard. I can take losing, right? I don't like it, but I can take it. What I can't take is losing but not actually creating anything and sending the fans home with something that they feel, oh, we're unlucky today. We weren't unlucky today because we didn't actually do anything.
But as you say, yeah, we have got 6, 7 players injured, which isn't helping Dean's selection, but he has got a strong squad overall.
Yeah, he's got a good squad, strong squad. He'll be disappointed. Listen, if you walked in that room now and spoke to Dean now, he'll be sitting there as disappointed and as down as we are, as all the fans are as well, right? But it's his job to get it right, and I'm sure he'll be working on that on Monday morning, straight away.
Well, as you said, it's early doors, only 3 games into the season. Unfortunately, 1 win and 2 defeats now, but things can change. Away matches coming up before next home game on the 15th September at the Ebb Stadium against Morecambe. Taylor, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure.
This is Rich Marshall's Amateur Chat with Mark Taylor, the voice of the fans with Taylor Talk. It's Shots Radio.